This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you are having an absolutely fabulous afternoon wherever you are. Might be morning some places. It could be at night some places. But no matter where you are, we are so happy to see you. So happy to know that you're out there. We have got an unbelievable show for you today. We've got the great Kevin Thompson. You know, he's the MLM attorney. We're going to have a pretty interesting chat with him, I have a feeling. It might not be so fun for either one of us, but I can guarantee you it is going to be real. Before we get there, I want to talk about a little housekeeping, some things that happened this last weekend. I was over at the Association of Network Marketing Professionals event in Dallas, Texas. It was a really, really great event. A lot of content. Like 60, 70 speakers. So many that your brains were beat in. They did it for no money. I mean, it was one of the great events of all time. Garrett and Sylvia McGrath just put on an epic show. They do all the work. You know, there's a bunch of side players, whether it's Keith Halls or Jordan Adler or Donna Johnson or all the people that pitch in from the board of directors, or the great Sean Murphy or Lisa Grossman or Curtis Broom. But the heavy lifting's done by Garrett and Sylvia McGrath. I want to give them a particular shout out and just tell them thank you. It is really, really great to see them doing what they did. It was a beautiful thing, and I hope that next year you get to the ANMP, and I hope that you will join right now ANMP 2019, the group on Facebook. Before I get to Kevin, I want to talk about a few things. I'm doing a deal. I'm launching this app called Contact Mapping. And I have never, ever, ever seen anything like what's... I've done all these shows. If you take a look at Edgy Conversations, which is pretty interesting. If you look at Raising a Giant, pretty interesting. The Greatest Networkers in the World with John Milton Fogg. Networking Times. The Power of Who. Mr. Schmooze. I'm keeping going. For Your Career. GoPro. Two Chairs. Jordan Adler's new book, Sean Murphy's new book, Jordan Kemper's new book, the new four-year career. Here's one that just came in yesterday, Alan Steelman. And all these people are on my show all the time. I mean, I've been doing this show for over 12 years. That means I've been doing 52 times 12, whatever that is, 600. I was talking to Kevin earlier, and I multiplied wrong. So that's 600 shows and probably 600 books and 600 people that I put on the radio to promote either their event or put on the radio to promote their training or put on the radio to promote them, because I don't promote companies. That's what I do. And in my entire career, Rob Sperry's The Game of Networking is on that list. I did a big promotion for him. And not once in any conversation in 12 years have I ever said, where's my rev share? And so now I'm standing here at the ANMP, and people are talking about, you know, all these people are doing all these different deals, and they've all got these different streams of incomes that are undisclosed. And, you know, I've been doing this for 12 years. I won't take advertising on my show. And the reason I won't take advertising is because I don't think it's worth it. I don't think that I can, in good conscience, ask you for your money if I don't know that you're going to get leads if you advertise on my show. So if you'll notice, Richard Brook will tell you he hates my ads on the Genesis Communication Network, because they're not about anything that has to do with network marketing or me. They have everything to do with everything else. Because that's the way I roll. And this particular show here is on the radio, and it's also on this Facebook Live. So when it comes time to take a break, I'm going to go to commercial break for the radio, but I'll continue on with Kevin, and we'll just pick up right again. It'll be funny during the commercials because I'll just do some unbridled ad for somebody. It'll be hilarious. So I just want you to think about that, because this profession isn't about rev share. This profession is about making the profession better. And the nickels and dimes or the hundreds and the thousands or the millions that I might be able to catch off of the rev share, I'm still going to have to think at night, sleep at night. And when I tell you I want you to do something, it's because I believe fervently in telling you to do it, not because, you know, I'm telling you to go to Beyond Leadership with Eric Worre for $5,000 and a VIP ticket for $10,000 because I think it's the best money that you can spend. I bought thousands of tickets to all those events over the years to either give away or let people earn, just because I believe it's going to make the planet better. And I want you guys to think about who you're being about that. And, you know, it's just, I don't like being a paid pitch man. I make enough money in my regular first job to have to do that. So know that not one time in all these years have I ever gotten a nickel. The guy from Edgy Conversation sent me a case of books to give away. I will disclose that. And Bob Bodine sent me a case of books to give away. I can't even think of anybody beyond that that even gave me free books to give to the listeners. So, Kevin Thompson, tell me a story. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful. Good to be here. I think you forgot the conclusion, though, right?
What was it?
You got to push your son's product, contact mapping.
Oh, no, it's all right. So it's called contact mapping, and it's an app that helps you humanize your address book. We'll get to that throughout the show. You know me. I may not be a paid guy, but I am a worker-inner of publicity at the highest level, so I'm not worried about that. Kevin, you look great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So glad to be here. Thanks for organizing the call.
Well, we're glad to have you. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy by a couple of things that you did. Number one, you are a huge voice out there in the world of network marketing. You have an unbelievable following. People listen to what you say. But you did something that a lot of people think was a little bit egregious, in the fact that you didn't go to the ANMP, and then right afterward you shot from the bleachers a total hand grenade into the pile, saying they ought to vet the companies and the speakers and the whole shot. A lot of people got their feelings ruffled, and first I want to bust you about that, because I think that you're a class guy, and from now on, just call us. We'll be happy to talk to you about it. Try to justify our position, even if it's unjustified. Defend our position if it's undefensible, like lawyers do. But I know the reason you did it, because I talk to you all the time, is that because of your undying love for this profession and your desire to keep it clean, and you didn't like the fact that you felt like there were some highway robbers on the stage that shouldn't have been allowed to speak, and you do not get to mention them by name. So go ahead and take it away, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. No, I can take my licks. I think the ultimate judge of an idea is whether it lasts over time.
Yeah.
I'm not really worried about people's feelings being hurt today. The thing that I care about, and one thing that I don't care a whole lot about, is diplomacy. I admittedly am not good at it. One of the first things I did in the industry was I tried to pass an anti-pyramid bill in 2008, and the DSA just crushed it. So I learned about the importance of working with people. But at the same time, my business doesn't really rely on being the most liked guy. It's just not that important for me. And so, you know, your request that I respectfully approach the board, I might do that in the future. But at the same time, I believe in symmetry. And I believe that when something sort of is out of balance, balance needs to be restored. And keeping these things in the dark, it only lets the problem fester.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my belief. And so people on the board at the A&P, they are free to be upset with me. They are certainly free to not refer business. They can talk trash. That's their right. That's your right.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, and it is the Tom Chenault Show on the Genesis Communication Network and Facebook, which is pretty cool. We're doing both of them. We've got the great Kevin Thompson, and he's talking about the stage of the ANMP, which is supposed to stand for high standards for integrity, and people with the microphone on the stage had better have high standards and integrity, or they sure as heck shouldn't be on the stage. That's kind of it in a nutshell, right?
That's it in a nutshell.
Okay.
Yep. No, an analogy would be, if you're looking to lose weight, would you take advice from somebody who's 400 pounds?
Right.
Right. You want people teaching from stage that are doing the right things in the right sort of environment, building the right kind of company, and not one that's it's an investment program, because it's kind of an easier pitch, right? Give me $5,000, I'll give you $7,000 back.
Yeah.
That's not a typical balance. So that was my point. So various board members were offended. I'm not going to apologize. And maybe you were expecting an apology. The thing is, truth rises to the top, and they're free to come out with their own remarks. And by the way, I'm not the only person with these views where you should have some standards from a speaker standpoint.
Yeah. But here's what the ANMP was, Kevin. It was a band of merry men. I was one of them. Rod Cook, Marcy Cook, Sandy Cohen, Mel Atwood, Brett Metheny, Lorene Williamson. I'm trying to think of all the people at the very beginning that just, we didn't have 10 cents. We had a convention, and there were, you know, 12 of us, and that was the whole convention. And we really, really fought for distributor rights. Then Garrett got voted in, and Chris Gross, and it shifted from distributor rights and being, you know, David and Goliath to something a little bit more like an educational platform. And so it tried to figure out its way for 3 or 4 years, and we didn't know who we were. And I was all upset because we weren't fighting the wars anymore. And people would say, we can't fight the wars. We're not that. We're education. And that's kind of where we got to. And then all of a sudden this year, Curtis Broom, Sean Murphy, Lisa Grossman, some serious network marketers turned this thing into a soiree. I mean, it was crowded and lots of people coming. And all of a sudden, we're playing big boy baseball, and we were minor league players kind of as a board. And now we know that you are right, and we've got to put together everything that you're talking about. Have speaker applications. Make these guys go through a vetting process. Make sure they've been with their company for a year. Make sure their company's been around for a year. All the stuff you're screaming about is what we need to do, but we also need guys like you. Now, I need to ask you one question before we get off the Ted Knighton rant. Did you not attend his event last year in Amsterdam?
His first one, but not a second one.
Right, and you went there.
And look, Ted is a friend, and Ted does what he wants to do, but I realized at his event a year ago, that there was a lot of Ponzi scheme victims there. And my presence on that stage sort of gave that event credibility, your presence as well, and they used that. They took selfies with everybody. And I said, I'm not going back.
To your defense.
Until they clean it up.
To your defense. I heard you from the stage look every one of those people in the eye, to the chagrin of a lot of people, and really
I lit them up.
Yeah, and you lit him up. So, and I didn't do that. So he had far more courage than me. I have one more tough question around that.
I enjoy it. If you haven't already gotten that about me, and a little bit of controversy, we can deal with that.
So did you or did you not take that company? Was OneCoin that was causing all the problem? Didn't you take a retainer from them?
Yeah, they were a client for 3 weeks.
Now, how do you take clients, take their money, and is that non-congruent or congruent?
Well, that was back in 2014, and you can do the math. I'll work with anybody. I tell people that. Just because I work with a company doesn't mean they're clean. And it's like a doctor who refuses to work with terminal patients. I mean, sometimes, and by the way, the OneCoin engagement was very short, but they stayed out of America. You can connect the dots there. Now, why do you think they stayed out of America? I'm not able to talk about that relationship with the advice that I gave. But my question back to you is, would you rather these people launch on their own and get no advice?
And that's exactly what so many people have told me, whether it was Troy Dooley, who said Tom, or Donna Marie, or any of these people that are going into these companies and doing all they can to get them compliant and not make the wrong moves. That's exactly what they're saying to me.
One point I also want to make is that's the reason why I write a lot on my website, so people know exactly where I stand on issues. So we've done cryptocurrency articles. And we have been engaged by cryptocurrency companies. We give advice that's consistent with what you find on the website. And so when we say on the website, it's an unregistered security, that's what we're telling folks.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they listen and they stay out of America. Sometimes they pull the doors and give refunds. Sometimes they give me the bird and they disappear and they get shut down 2 years later.
And here's the deal. I joined OneCoin because I heard you were the lawyer.
No.
Yes. I didn't join OneCoin.
Do that.
No, but that's what, that's what's going on out there. You know that. Half the people are saying this attorney, I'm not going to mention his name, endorsed this deal. And as a result of that, you should get in. And this
and that's very dangerous.
Yeah, so that was the setup, by the way. That was pretty funny, I thought.
No, it's fair. Now, anytime that pops its head, which happens about once every 2 weeks, I don't wait around. I mean, I very clearly say I don't endorse anybody. Here I am on your program. I don't endorse any of my clients, even the good ones. I don't endorse them.
Yeah, and that word endorsement's a big word. I don't know that I've ever had a lawyer step into the dark. And so we're going to take another break because we have to pay the bills on the commercial side. And so you have to listen to the commercials. If you are indeed listening on the radio on the Genesis Communication Network, this is Tom Chenault, and we have got the great Kevin Thompson on the radio with us. We're talking to him about ethics in network marketing. We're halfway through. We're going to get a little deeper on the other side of this break, so stick around. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. On the sixth anniversary of the Obama-era DACA program, Democrats yesterday accusing Republicans of playing politics. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi criticizing the Trump administration policy of separating families who've been detained after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.
Just to remind, in case anyone has forgotten, they control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. So how they place blame on others is typical of their unprofessional attitude. They never want to take responsibility.
When asked about immigrant families being separated at the border, President Trump told White House reporters yesterday,
"The children can be taken care of quickly, beautifully, and immediately. The Democrats forced that law upon our nation. I hate it. I hate to see separation of parents and children."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. I forgot about the great producer, Marianne Niehaus, who is having an unbelievably hard time trying to figure out how to do all this stuff. She's just doing a great job. I love her with all my heart. This is a whole new ballgame. If you could see the control place here, you would flip out. It is all computers and microphones and cameras. It's working like a charm for us, but Marianne Niehaus has really got a big job to do. So if you know her, send her a nice note of appreciation. We've got Kevin Thompson right now. He has been doing, you know, we started out hard and we kept going. Two more books just got handed to me. Here's one by Robert Blackman. No rev share. Here's one by Bob Berg. No rev share. There is no rev share in Tom Chenault's life. It's pretty funny. I may be poor, but I am very happy. And I just don't peddle stuff. I put stuff on this show, or I tell you to read something, or I tell you to go to a seminar, or I tell you to go to an event, because I bleed what they stand for. And that's that simple. I tell you to join the game of networking. I tell you to join ANMP 2018. I tell you to go to GoPro, because I bleed it. It's that simple. It's nothing. There's no toaster. There's nothing. You can't buy the stage at either place. You get nothing. So know that. And know that I do this out of love for this profession that took a dead drunk alcoholic out of the gutter and gave him a life for no real visible reason. That's why I love this profession. Anybody has a fighting chance. There is no entitlement. There is no way to buy your way to the top. It is just roll your sleeves up and fight. So we're with Kevin Thompson. We're going to talk about crypto, and I want to talk about crypto a little bit, and then I want to talk about these CBD deals, because they're scaring the heck out of me too, because I keep hearing, oh, well, you know, it's legal in all 50 states. No, it's not. Now I saw the FDA came out against Kratom this morning, which is the most despicable synthetic opiate on the planet, and it just shouldn't be on a multi-level basis. I know Kratom really, really well, and it scares the crud out of me. I saw it almost kill a very dear person in my life. So, Kevin, let's talk about crypto and multi-level marketing out of the gate. What's going on?
They don't fit together. So we've learned a lot over the past few years about what blockchain is and how to do it right. Here's the issue. Forget network marketing. In order for and the SEC has already come out and said, look, Bitcoin is not a security. So basic currencies that are open, that are tradable, that have really vast development teams spread throughout the world, those are pretty much secure. And so what are your popular currencies? It's Bitcoin, it's Zcash, I'm drawing a blank, Ethereum Classic. Ethereum's kind of a currency, it's tradable on Coinbase. These things generally are pretty good. Now, when you have these tokens, when you have a new protocol that's being created, what they're doing is they're saying, well, we're going to sell a billion tokens, or whatever, 10 million tokens. A dollar a piece. And over time, the protocol, the network will grow in value. Those tokens will increase in value. And the SEC said this on CNBC literally a week ago. If you're selling tokens and you're taking money and then you're building the company with that money, it's considered a security. And so as a security, you have to register with the SEC. Now, when you layer a network marketing opportunity on top of that, right, we're going to sell $25,000 worth of some casino token. Are these investors accredited? Are you doing anything to know the customer and to ensure that they're accredited? Is it registered? And by the way, if it's registered with the SEC and it's not publicly listed, you have a $5 million cap. And so a lot of these ICOs, they're raising $40 million. So crypto and network marketing, there's really no way to do it. I've heard a theory that's untested where if you buy a mining rig, right, because part of the Bitcoin network is mining, and the premise is, well, you don't really know what you're doing, give me the money, and we'll manage the machines for you. There's a theory that if you buy the machine and you own the machine and you own the Bitcoins mined from that machine, then that's not a security. I'm not convinced, but there's an argument that that could work in a network marketing context because you're selling machines as the product. I think because those machines are managed by other vendors, it is a passive activity. It's a security. So crypto is interesting and it's exciting, and people have tried to find ways to weave it in. But I'm aware of three SEC investigations over crypto MLMs. Nobody's surviving it. Nobody's beating the SEC when they come knocking on the door. So it's one of those areas where, with your audience, I'd give it some time, right? Let things shake out.
So let me ask you this. Is there a possibility to make it happen inside of not so much crypto? What if Primerica, with all their licensed brokers, decided to take on a coin, an ICO, something like that? Is the answer to this thing being just exactly like any stock brokerage firm? Have everybody be licensed in selling this stuff, Kevin? Would that help?
Well, it would if they were selling a registered. So licensed brokers can sell registered securities. These ICOs, they're not registering the security.
All right.
Troy had a great question. He said, could you accept it as a method of payment? As a method of payment, that's fine. So as a firm, I can be paid in cash. I can be paid in Bitcoin. We don't care. You can pay me in a chicken. If you want, we won't accept it, but that's an expression. So as a method of payment, that's different. There is a way for tokens to do it right. What they're doing is it's a SAFT agreement, where it's a simple agreement for tokens. where you buy tokens in advance, and that's a registered offering. So you have your accredited investors, which is a net worth of over $1 million. You can raise money through a SAF, build the platform, and then somehow do an ICO later. But that's a very fine line that companies have to navigate, and nobody in our industry has done it.
Cool. And I hate to say, you know, I was a stockbroker, and I've been in this business since Fund America. I went through the Zeek Rewards debacle. I've been around a lot of this stuff, and, you know, you think that you kind of have a handle on it, and you think that you're really, you know, they're never going to get us, or, you know, I'm not doing anything that wrong. And then they come in and start heaving hand grenades and clawing back commissions and all that stuff, and it becomes absolutely not worth it in a hurry, doesn't it, Kevin?
Well, and the problem is, there's a great book I'm reading called Skin in the Game, and it's all about symmetry. And the risk-reward in Ponzi schemes is very asymmetrical, meaning you can make a lot of money, and the downside's kind of small. Even if the company goes down and there is a clawback, you pay back 40%, you're kind of anonymous, and you just do it all over again. That's the problem.
Do we really want to go there? Do we really want to go there? Do you really want to go there? Now, how about all these CBD deals? I mean, that's the same thing that we're talking about. It's got to be full disclosure. It's got to be legal in 50 states. It's got to be legal in Canada if you're taking your CBD in. And there is nobody on the planet. I heard about a company owner a couple of days ago that says, oh, no, 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 I'll beat Canada. We're shipping it in there because they're, again, they're wrong, and I'm going to beat them. You don't beat them, do you, Kev?
Oh, my gosh. Well, so, yeah, there's a guy out there claiming to be divinely inspired, and he's going to beat the regulators. How much time do we have, Tom? So I don't
Plenty. We got 18 minutes.
Okay.
With 17 minutes of commercials, Richard Brook. No, go ahead.
All right. CBD is short for cannabidiol. It is an interesting product. It is not as egregious as cryptocurrencies, right? I mean, those are just money games. CBD, it is legal in 48 states. So you're right. It's not legal in all 50 states. That's a misconception. So it's not legal in Nebraska. It's not legal in Kansas. Whenever I have a client that sells this product, I refer them to one of two places that's familiar with hemp, because the ground is shifting by the day. So literally in Kansas, the attorney general said, it's just flat out illegal, right? Here's what happened, and I'll be quick and let you jump in. The Controlled Substances Act says CBD that comes from seed or stalk is legal. It's exempt from the Controlled Substances Act. So everybody says, well, mine comes from seed or stalk. Well, the DEA says, well, that's all BS, because seed or stalk doesn't produce a whole lot of CBD. It's really coming from buds, and buds have THC, which is marijuana. So the DEA took this position, and they said, we're just going to seize it all. Well, they got sued, and so there's some litigation going on over due process. Here's the thing. Again, not as bad as crypto. There are some intelligent operators where they're getting outside counsel on hemp, and they're staying out of those states. But here's the problem. What can you say as a marketer? And that's the story that you're talking about that broke today. You can't say CBD is a dietary supplement, which means you cannot make structure function claims. A structure function claim is, I take the product, it makes me feel better. You can't say that. So what can you say? That's the problem.
Yeah, I believe that. And those of you that are watching this show, I talked to Kevin a lot over the last week. He's not here to tear this profession apart. You know, he stated publicly he likes behind MLM because he thinks the guy's somewhat straight, even though the guy doesn't like network marketing. He says that he communicates or something about Tina.org. He's an attorney, and he lives in the stratosphere of compliance in network marketing, and we need people doing that so we all stay out of trouble. And we have got to comply with the laws no matter what. That's the most important thing in this entire deal, is that we stay inside of the laws. And it's people like Kevin Thompson and all those places. And I know I'm watching the feed, and I know there are a lot of people watching this thing that are dear friends of mine that are just working their fingers to the bone to try to make things compliant inside of the U.S. markets or the world markets in the things that they're doing. And they're giving it all they got. But I would tell you just not to sell any wine before it's time. Get it approved. Make sure you're staying inside of the lines, because you don't want to cross that line and end up drowning. But worse yet, you don't want to take your entire team down with you because you decided to get overzealous and push something through the python snake that you shouldn't have pushed. Right, Kevin?
That's fair. And look, for your audience, if you're selling a product with a company that has a track record and there's a generous refund policy, you're going to be fine. So now there's a lot of companies that flirt on the edges, right? The $20,000 token deal that we're talking about, or CBD, or undisclosed deals, which we haven't talked about. We don't need to go there if you don't want to. People that have special deals that most people don't get. If you're building a company with a real product, with a good refund policy, in today's regulatory environment, you're going to be just fine. Tom, I do want to say one small point. How the FTC is set up, there's five commissioners. Three commissioners come from the party of the president. So Obama years, we had three Democrats, two Republicans. Now we've got three Republicans, two Democrats, and the FTC swings. Prior administration, they were suing some traditional companies.
Right?
And it scared a lot of people. Now, they're not even fooling around with the pyramid word. It's too hard to prove what's a pyramid scheme because you have to get inside the minds of the distributors. Like, what are they thinking when they buy? Are they buying because they want to qualify for bonuses?
Okay, you need to, you know, I will never remember where you are. So you have to write down where you are because I don't have the brilliance enough mind. We're coming back right after this. It's the
written down right here.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by Pro Pure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are,
I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, we're back. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Tom Chenault Show, and we've got Kevin Thompson. He has been unbelievable. Took him to the woodshed at the very beginning, wanted to make sure he knows we need him at the ANMP, and we need him prior to the ANMP to help Keith Halls and myself and Brian McMullen and Garrett McGrath. That's the speaker. I think that's the committee in charge of vetting the speakers next year and the companies. But what I can tell you for sure is you have to have a clean background. You have to have been with your company for X amount of time, like a year, and you have to have an unblemished record to be up on the stage. And that's in no income claims, and that's something that's really a little scary. So I opened up that conversation, and I didn't even want to. Income claims, go ahead, Kevin. I saw your face.
No, I wasn't going to go about income claims. You were saying you have to have a clean record. I'm not saying that speakers have to be perfect. I just think if speakers are sort of drinking from a bad fountain, put them in the penalty box for a year or two.
Okay,
and
good.
Put the people on stage that are doing it right. But you know how the profession works. Sometimes somebody cycles into a bad deal and they learn their lesson, they come back. You can bring them back in the fold.
And the name of the game, and you have no idea how many people grab me and say, I should be speaking. And, you know, I think that, number one, you have to perform. Number two, you should be with a great company for a long time. Number three, you should be doing some service work for the profession. Either, I don't care where you're doing it. You're doing it with maybe MLM Watchdog. Maybe you're doing it whatever you're doing it with. But do it so you're contributing to the profession. Help the ANMP out. Be a volunteer. Get yourself known outside of your company. That's important. So go ahead, Kevin. Talk about, what do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about paying people under the table and giving people these huge deals?
Yeah, we can go there. I want to finish the thought that I had before the break.
Oh,
I
got to
write
that.
It down.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. First of all, contact mapping, awesome service. But the thought I was having was that the FTC, in the prior administration, they were going after more traditional companies. They went after FEMA, went after Herbalife, and had a lot of people nervous. Current FTC says, you know what, we're not going to try to prove pyramid scheme anymore. That's what they're doing. It's because it's too hard to prove. And so what they're doing is they're going after companies that, kind of like Tina, you know, you want to see how the FTC is thinking, look at Truth in Advertising. Because Bonnie doesn't go after pyramid schemes. She doesn't make that argument. She says, here's 100 cases of inappropriate health claims, and she documents it. And then she talks about income claims. That's what the FTC is doing. So if you look at their lawsuit against Digital Altitude, against MOB, which was released yesterday, it's all about inappropriate income claims. It's about making promises about the money that people can make, and those income claims are outliers. And so that's one area where, you know, as a profession, we need to be more careful about, because that's the new strategy of the Federal Trade Commission.
Okay. If you guys want to ask him a question, throw it up on the screen. He's reading the screen. And somebody just said, what do you think about the producers on the blockchain website? Are they Ponzi? I only understood one word of that. So I have no idea what you just said. Do you have any
idea? What was the question?
What do you think of the producers on the blockchain website?
I don't know.
All right. Sorry about
I don't understand it either.
Richard Brook, I'm thrilled you're listening. Troy Dooley, I'm thrilled you're listening. We've got icons listening to this, And together we lock arms and we all shoot outward instead of shooting. If we circle each other and shoot each other or judge each other, instead of all hold ourselves to a standard that's even higher. Richard Brooke, where is my rev share? Wait a minute. There's one. Richard Brooks thought, oh, that's beach money. Where's my four-year career book? It's got to be here somewhere. I got to get a rev share. So, yeah, I can't even find it. Somebody already stole it. So Kim Calabrese and Cody Bateman from Send Out Cards, great speech at the ANMP. Yeah, so the name of the game. The name of the game is keep the industry better. This association, I don't know about the DSA. They don't let lumpy guys like me into that. But what income?
You don't want to be in that. You don't want to be in that club.
I don't. I certainly don't. What about, are any income claims okay to make? I hear none.
They are. Okay, so there's a great video I'm going to share on my page. It's with Frank Kern, talking to an FTC enforcement lawyer, a former lawyer, and it's 10 minutes and it's really brilliant. You can make claims. And if it's an outlier claim, you have to have a clear disclosure in close proximity to the claim. And that's what nobody does, right? They have these outrageous claims. You can make $50,000 a month, and that represents 0.0001% of the group. And the disclosures are buried somewhere on the site. So you can make claims, but you have to have a compliance department that actually teaches people what to do. And that is a huge deficiency that we have as an industry. Very few founders invest in compliance. They just don't do it. Very few founders invest in lawyers. What happens a lot in our case, they'll retain us, they'll get advice, they don't like what they hear, and they disappear. And they don't hire compliance. And they figure, well, if they're doing it, we can do it. You know?
Okay,
the monkeys start to mirror each other and you have a problem.
So stand still one second. We're going to see you all next week. I want to thank you all for listening. This has been the Tom Chenault Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.